This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in this hour. I want to play a special report because it's very important that you understand what Cy Hirsch, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author, his expose about what is truly going on in Syria, what's truly going on with ISIS. We have the candidates who are running for office pretending that ISIS is something that is external. No, there's a lot of involvement from the American government. We helped to create this, and he breaks this down, and he breaks down how good people in the military responded to what was going on in the Obama administration. But here's that special report from John Bowne.
Cy Hirsch has revealed in his latest offering titled Military to Military that while Obama continued his campaign of lies regarding President Bashar al-Assad's tenuous hold on power, the Joint Chiefs of Staff were altering the playing field with shared intelligence. Pulitzer Prize winner Hirsch has broken new ground once again, divulging a quiet alliance between Germany, Israel, and Russia of shared tactical intelligence in order to freeze the advance of al-Nusra and ISIS in the fall of 2013.
Do I think that our actions in any way violate the War Powers Resolution? The answer is no.
President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's failed foreign policy aimed at toppling Gaddafi's Libya and Morsi's Egypt resulted in a power vacuum immediately filled with Islamic fundamental extremism. Obama's constant demand that Assad must go chaotically echoed the previous coups and, if accomplished, could give the Islamic State the upper hand in the region.
Do you know any major Arab ally that embraces ISIL?
I know major Arab allies who fund them.
General Dempsey and the Joint Chiefs of Staff decided that Obama's meddling in the Middle East had to be countered. The Joint Chiefs of Staff quietly shared intelligence with key allies in order to give Syria the tactical advantage. However, Syria had to agree to these four terms. Cy Hirsch writes, first, Assad must keep Hezbollah from attacking Israel. Second, he must renew negotiations with Israel on the Golan Heights. Third, he must accept Russian and other outside military advisors. And fourth, he must commit to holding open elections after the war with a wide range of factions. Assad essentially agreed to these conditions over time, and that led to major shifts in the war that are generally now known to the public. Meanwhile, the Obama administration was touting the narrative that an anti-Islamic State coalition with Russia would prove to be impossible and non-beneficial. However, by allying with Russian military, General Dempsey and the Joint Chiefs of Staff proved that not only was a coalition possible, the shared knowledge of the Islamic State between Russia and the United States would serve to weaken their advance into Syria. Russia had been fighting Islamic State leaders in the two Chechen wars that began in 1994, and they were very familiar with the ISIS leadership, while the U.S. had been training foreign fighters for years. This experience and a long-standing tradition of plying target information with massive sums of money would prove to be devastating to ISIS's leadership. And as the coalition quietly made progress, it became abundantly clear that the so-called Syrian moderate rebels Obama kept referring to were more of a fantasy than a reality. To this day, retired General Dempsey is perplexed by Obama's bold-faced lie that Turkey's Erdogan is a staunch ally with the United States in the fight against the Islamic State. Cy Hirsch writes, Dempsey and his associates remained mystified by Obama's continued public defense of Erdogan, given the American intelligence community's strong case against him and the evidence that Obama, in private, accepts that case. Hirsch wrote last spring, Obama said to Turkey's intelligence chief, we know what you're doing with the radicals in Syria. After Dempsey retired in September, General Dunford and an entirely new and obedient staff was installed to back up all of Obama's lies, as is evident by their communal hatred of Donald Trump. Cy Hirsch has presented nothing less than another testament to Obama's pitiful leadership of the U.S. military, built upon a pile of half-baked falsehoods, now proven without a shadow of a doubt to be treasonous support for the Islamic State. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
live at the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us this hour. But before he comes in, I want to follow up on that report that we just heard from John Bowne. Excellent report. You can see that on our Alex Jones YouTube channel. Breaking down this... summarizing this very lengthy article from Cy Hirsch, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author, breaking down the what he calls military to military. Now, what does he mean by that? And it goes back to the summer of 2013. Of course, that was a time, if you remember, there was that sarin gas attack. It was a horrific attack. We were told that there was only one possibility that had to have come from the Syrian government, a sarin gas attack on civilians. And we pointed out at the time, we pushed very hard against this. And we said, that's not the only possibility. There had been previous sarin gas attacks that had been proven to not be the Syrian government. And so we talked about the different sources of this. As a matter of fact, there were leaks from, we went back to reports from the United Nations looking at these earlier sarin gas attacks. There were also reports from Russia. And then as this continued to move on, we got reports from the U.S. military, talking about the same thing, saying we cannot be sure that this is, just because it's sarin gas, it doesn't mean that it came from the Syrian government. As a matter of fact, this doesn't look like it came from the Syrian government. We had people holding up signs that were in the military saying, we will not be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Remember that? That was the summer of 2013. The Obama administration was pushing very hard to escalate the war, to get us involved in that. And, of course, we pointed out at the time this was something going back to Wesley Clark, saying that he had seen a list of countries that we were going to destabilize, to destroy. And, of course, Syria was one on that list. So he said, let's not go down this path. Let's pay attention to this. Well, now we learn from Seymour Hersh and sources that he has inside the Pentagon that the same that there was a pushback inside the Pentagon. He says in the summer of 2013, there was an all-source appraisal, and by that he means all different types of military intelligence, signals intelligence, satellite intelligence, human intelligence. All sources were telling them that this was not the case. They were saying the Obama administration's insistence on continuing to finance and arm so-called moderate rebel groups was a very bad idea. They were told this by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. They were all telling this to the Obama administration. But guess what? The Obama administration didn't want to hear this. They kept telling him that the new intelligence estimate singled out Turkey as a major impediment to Obama's Syrian policy. The document showed, the advisor said, that talked to Cy Hersh, that what was started as a covert U.S. program to arm and support the moderate rebels fighting Assad had been co-opted by Turkey, had morphed into an across-the-board technical arms and logistical program for all of the opposition, including ISIS and al-Nusra, okay? The so-called moderates had evaporated. The Free Syrian Army that we hear all about, those are the guys that supposedly John McCain is meeting with, these moderate Muslims, his friends, his buddies, okay? he says that was nothing but a rump group stationed at an air base in Turkey. The assessment was bleak. They told the president there was no viable moderate opposition to Assad, and the U.S. was arming extremists. We said it at the time. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, now we learn, were telling that to Obama as if he didn't know, okay? Now, what did they do? They said, you know, the idea that anybody else is better than Assad is Obama's policy, but it's not a good policy. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, according to Cy Hersh, said that a direct challenge to Obama's policy would have had, quote, a zero chance of success, according to his sources. Understand that? Obama doesn't want to hear it. Obama knows what's going on. We know what's going on. You can look at this and tell what's going on. We know that this is a deliberate policy. We know that they started these revolutions with the Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's very special friend, her mother, her family are in the Muslim Brotherhood. They're connected into that. So we understand what's going on with these revolutions that they've been setting up. And we know that these so-called moderate groups are entirely a fiction. That was something that was very clear. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff explained this with all of their different signals intelligence, satellite, human intelligence. The Obama administration's turning a deaf ear to it. So you've got some good people in the military, and they do not want to arm ISIS. And we made this very clear. We can continue to see this. I mean, there was a situation in Houston for, I mean, they're sending everything to these people, especially channeling it through Turkey. And that's what he points out in his research. The stuff was going, a lot of it was being channeled through Saudi Arabia into Turkey, from Turkey to ISIS and that sort of thing. We even had a guy here in Houston who had a plumbing business, and that came up again. It was reported about a year ago. He traded in his car in Houston, his truck, and he said he started taking off the sign that was on that had the name of his business and his phone, and the dealer says, no, don't take that off. You might damage the paint. We'll remove that. And he goes, all right. Not too long after that, he sees pictures on the internet that ISIS is putting up, where they've mounted weapons to his truck, and they're doing videos, ISIS videos, and it still has the name of his business and the phone number on the side, and he's getting death threats from people, thinking that he is part of ISIS, because they left that on, that the truck was sold to Syria, to Turkey, rather, and Turkey finds its way into ISIS. And, of course, you can see that on the map. You can, if you look at the map of ISIS-controlled areas, it looks like blood dripping down from Turkey. We know what's going on. We know that Turkey is buying the oil from ISIS and financing them through that. It's a very well-known thing, and Cy Hersh breaks this down. But here's the interesting thing. He points out that the way the military approached this was they didn't want to see this happen. They know that Obama's turning a deaf ear. He's going to follow his policy of arming and equipping ISIS, even though they tell him what's going on. So they came up with an idea that they would work with Germany, Israel, and Russia military to military. They said, you know what? We've got this information. What if we shared that information with Germany? What if we shared it with Israel? What if we shared it with Russia? Germany feared, according to Cy Hirsch, Germany feared what might happen amongst its own population of 6 million Muslims if the Islamic State, ISIS, expanded. Israel, of course, is concerned with border security. Russia had an alliance longstanding with Syria. They were worried about the threat not only to their Syrian ally, but also to their only naval base on the Mediterranean at Tartus. So they give this information to Germany, Israel, and Russia. Say, well, you know, here's what we've got. If you guys want to do something with it, that's up to you. And it's very interesting as he breaks down this article and talks about how, you know, Saudi Arabia continues to fund these people with $700 million. You know, that wonderful ally of ours that is going to chop off a record number of heads today, this year. They've executed with just beheadings more people than ISIS has, as a matter of fact. But they're our allies. They've been our allies ever since Richard Nixon created the petrodollar with them. And it's kind of concerning as to who's running this. I mean, is this an equal partnership, or are they telling us what to do? There's an article, and we'll talk about that later, about people being concerned about that in the UK. There's been a secret memorandum of understanding between the Cameron government and Saudi Arabia. People are very concerned about that, especially because of what Saudi Arabia is known to be doing. So it's an interesting article, and we could go into a lot more details. A very long article. I'd recommend you reading it if you want to know what's going on. But there was an article that came out on Monday by Wayne Madsen here at InfoWars. Did you know that the CIA planned a Muslim invasion of Russia? This is something that's been going on for a very long time. The same tactic. And guess what? This is a top secret CIA bulletin, declassified now, going back to 1952. So for 63 years, they've been using this tactic of surrogate jihadis. Understand that? It doesn't even go back to just the Afghanistan war, where they created the forces to fight against Russia and Afghanistan. No, it doesn't start with that. It goes back to 1952. And he points out in the article, the CIA had embarked on a program to foment nationalism amongst the Uzbek tribes of Afghanistan in order that it might spill across the border into Uzbek Soviet Socialist Republic. He says it means that the current attempt by such anti-Russian U.S. official and quasi-official intelligence policymakers, including former President Jimmy Carter, National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, hedge fund tycoon George Soros, CIA Director John Brennan, to bring about a radical Muslim destabilization of the Russian Federation is nothing new. And, of course, we've seen articles from some of the people who are now leaders of al-Nusra, leaders of ISIS, one of them in particular, saying, yeah, we were working in Chechnya as terrorists against Russia. The CIA brought us over here because there just wasn't enough happening there right now. They wanted to get this done. So they imported us from Chechnya to Syria. They have been using these surrogates, you know, back in 1952, 63 years ago, used them against the Soviet Union. They've been using them ever since. And here's the issue, folks. They're using them against, they're going to use them against us in the same way. That's why Obama, against what the American people want, against all common sense, is not only opening up the borders, but paying to fly people in from areas that are at war with us. That is precisely what they're doing to us. What they have been doing to Russia for 63 years, what they have been doing in Syria for years, they are now trying to do in America. That is why they want to ignore all common sense. You know, there was an article that came out the end of the week last week. Majority of Americans, 55%, support Trump's Muslim ban. And again, it's not a ban. It's saying we want a temporary ban until we can figure out what's going on. 72% of Republicans, 45% of Democrats. Why is it that most of the Republicans want to side with the 30% instead of with the 70%? Why is it that most of the Democrat politicians want to side with the 45%, the majority who don't want this? Okay, understand that this is a bipartisan effort to remake the demographics of our country, to set up an internal fifth column, to create conflict, to alter our society. And it's not just a demographic push to get their Democrat voters in. This is something that they've been doing to Russia for a very long time. We need to call it what it is. We need to understand what this is about. This is why they look the other way with all these dangers. In the same way that Obama looked the other way when his when the Defense Department came to him and said, we know that we're arming the wrong people. He doesn't care. He wasn't arming the wrong people. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's not incompetence.
My
we'll
dad
be right
was 59
back.
When he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we were just talking in the last segment about not the incompetence of Obama in terms of arming ISIS, in terms of letting mistakenly letting arms fall into their hands. No, the deliberate rejection of all source intelligence. Every source, every organization within the military was telling him, you're arming ISIS, and they continue to do it. So the military then gave their intelligence to the Germans, to Israel, to Russia, and said, do something about ISIS. That's how bad things are. And as I pointed out, it is not a mistake. It is not incompetence. It is deliberate. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is involved in that as well. We had an article that was put up right after the debate by Kurt Nimmo this last weekend. He says, during the Democrat debate on Saturday, Hillary Clinton blamed Bashar al-Assad for the situation in Syria. She says, Assad has killed, by last count, 250,000 Syrians. The reason we're in the mess we're in is that ISIS has, and that ISIS has the territory it has, is because of Assad. No, as we just pointed out to you, as multiple sources have pointed out to you, it's the revolutions that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama created everywhere. This is something that ought to be rejected out of hand by Democrat voters. I can't understand why she is as popular as she is. And, of course, I was just handed an article by Kit Daniels talking about how her popularity is falling. And, of course, there's good reasons for that amongst the Democrats. Democrats are typically saying they don't want war. They reject the military-industrial complex. But they give it a pass when somebody wearing their team uniform does that. We're going to play a clip later in the show from a new Republican senator, Ben Sasse, and he laid this out very well for Democrats and for Republicans, talking about how you need to not give people a pass out of partisan, blind partisan loyalty. But, of course, as Kurt Nimmo pointed out, this civil war was orchestrated by us, and they're just trying to create this paranoia to get people to overreact. At the same time, we got an article from the Daily Caller News Foundation says that a whistleblower pointed out, and I think we've covered this before as well. This is something that happened about a week or so ago. Someone who was under pressure from the Department of State, working for Homeland Security, who was tracking these people who came in San Bernardino, the official story. And he said he was told to shut this down. The administration, he said, was more concerned about civil rights and liberties of foreign Islamic groups with terrorist ties than they were with the safety and the security of Americans. No, I don't think so. I mean, you could read it that way, but I think that they really do want to do the same thing to America that they've been doing to Russia for 63 years, essentially using Islamic jihadis as a way to take down this country. Now, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about some politics. We're also going to talk about an amazing admission by the drug czar. But before we do, I just want to let you know, because time is getting close for your Christmas presents, you can still get a six-month free, if you get a one-year subscription to Prison Planet TV, you can still give that as a gift. That's something you can buy online. You can give it immediately to people. You don't have to wait for it to arrive in the mail. You don't have to go out shopping for it. And it's the biggest sale we've ever had on Prison Planet TV. 6 months for free when you get a one-year subscription. That works out to just 10 cents a day. And what do you get for 10 cents a day? Well, you get the nightly news in HD as it happens. You get access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, all of our ebooks, all of our special reports. You can watch it on your computer, your tablet, your cell phone, even on Roku and Boxy. Again, that's at Prison Planet TV. You can get 6 months for free. We always run a year-end special. This is the biggest special we've ever had on Prison Planet TV. That's where I normally am. Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, we all are there. That pays for our salary. It also pays for the staff that support us. That and the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some great sales there. We still have 20% off nascent iodine. It's a great time to stock up on that. Doesn't go bad. As well as an essentials pack. 33% off a package containing Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. So get those three together, 33% off, a sale on our cleansing pack. If you want to start out the new year doing a cleanse, you can get Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder, 28% off retail. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the reviews. We have very positive reviews there. Determine what is right for you, and right now take advantage of our special, 15% off of vitamin D3. So when we come back, we're going to talk about this amazing admission by the drug czar. You know, that was something that always bothered me. Why do we have somebody in America that has the title czar? That's about as authoritarian as you can get. We have a drug czar now. Amazingly, this is maybe the only thing that I've ever seen Obama do. The best thing he's ever do is have a drug czar who says that he doesn't like the term. He says the war on drugs is a failure. But guess what? He's not going to stop it. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You got it, you got it.
The newsman's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Alex Jones with analysis on the Great Awakening. Alex?
David, first off, it's really informative listening to you here at the office while I have a working vacation. You're filling in while I take care of a lot of the new operations we're going to be launching in the new year, including getting this radio/TV show and more UHF, VHF, and cable systems. We've already got quite a few, but we're going to do the big push coming up in the start of the new year. So again, it's just great to have you and the entire team working so hard, all of our reporters, and I just want to commend the work of the entire InfoWars crew and staff as we accelerate towards the end of 2015, and also all of our friends out there who love freedom across the world, not just the listeners, the sponsors, but all the folks that pray for us, and also all the prominent people, from top generals to people like Kurt Russell coming out and saying, hey, I'm against, you know, the tyranny that we face, and we need to all speak out and get involved. So we talk about the Great Awakening. I want to speak some about the Great Awakening, but I also want to discuss how the Empire is going to be striking back against that Great Awakening. For this segment and this segment only, then I'm going to hand the baton back to you. And I know also you did It's a Wonderful Life a few years ago that really is something we should show every year because it's a wonderful life tied into the private Federal Reserve and the activities that they are involved in and how they've enslaved us. In fact, you got another name for it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful lie, is what I said. It's kind of the globalist Christmas present to us because everybody needs to remember that was done in the dead of night. And you know what? It may happen again this year, Alex, with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They could run that thing through very, very quickly. They always like to do these things while people are distracted, while they're not looking. And so that's the thing we need to be aware of. But so we're going to go back and revisit again this report I did a couple of years ago. It was on the 100th anniversary of that great deception.
That's right, 2013, 2 years ago. And it's part of the Great Awakening because we put that video out on the main InfoWars channel that has, you know, 600 million views on it. And it got about 500,000 views in just a couple of days. And they came and they put a strike on us and basically removed it. And then the next time they did to another channel, I challenged it, literally had to sign affidavits in court that it was fair use, because it is fair use, total commentary on a major social issue through a piece of media that it turns out the copyright is basically open on. So on so many fronts, they were wrong. Now it only has 20,000 views on your sub-channel. This is how they try to censor this info. So we're asking everybody to go get It's a Wonderful Lie report that's been censored multiple times, and to go where it's still available and get it out to everybody you know.
And, you know, at the same time they were doing that, Alex, there was the entire movie available to watch on Google. As a matter of fact, that's where I got my clips from that I used.
It's just open source. It's all
they had it up for multiple. They had it up for, I think, 3 years. They had over 800,000 views over those 3 years of It's a Wonderful Life, the entire movie. And yet we put it up with fair use.
Just a few little clips from the
movie. A couple little clips with commentary.
A review.
Exactly. A review and a parallel.
Something that would only cause people that claim they own derivatives of it, you know, remastered copies. They don't own the originals. Remastered copies. It's not a copyright. Would only promote what they're doing. I mean, the lawyers said, hands down, it's fair use.
Yeah, yeah.
They did it because they don't want it to be seen. And that's going to tie in to the Great Awakening here in just a moment. Censorship here in America. Google. I'm not attacking Google. It's just true. When the Obama deception came out 7 years ago, we had a Google shopping cart for just about a year. It had products on it. And they said, oh, this is racist, in an official email, and terminated our account. So, see, we can't engage in commerce because the Obama deception criticizes a president that is supposedly half African-American. Nothing about him being black. Nothing about black people being bad. But even if we were being racist, we should have a right to sell our paraphernalia and our info in a free country. But no, no, no. They judged it as racist, and Apple, iTunes won't accept any of our info. Google, more and more, won't accept our info. It's very, very serious. Now YouTube's left us alone, which is a subsidiary of Google the last few years. I've actually talked to some of their executives, who are pretty good folks, and they're actually protecting us to a certain extent to allow us to operate and continue because they believe in what we're doing. So there's even good people in Google. Let's be clear. Of all the evil companies, you know, probably Microsoft, Facebook, I mean, that's when you really, 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 I mean, we've been given this Facebook mentions thing that only a few hundred people have, and now they're expanding it. And some of the videos we do get 2-3 million views. I mean, it's definitely high power.
Mm-hmm.
But we've kind of gotten the message, hey, you might want to be a little nicer if you want to keep this. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about it because of those little messages.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to sit here and play games with this. So I'm going to get into my report. The Great Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. The Great Awakening is absolutely undoubted. Here's a story that is going up on InfoWars.com in the next 5 minutes. They're in there proofreading it right now, but I said this is so important. The Daily Beast reported on, of course, Kurt Russell going on TV shows, and I keep asking him, what's this about guns? And he keeps defending it. Now he goes, look, I'm a hardcore libertarian. Watch out. I don't want to go all the way here. Hollywood's full of fake conservatives and liberals who aren't patriots. I believe in the founding fathers. I believe in 1776. I mean, I've been told he's a listener.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like to get political.
Yeah.
But we are reaching out to him. And again, I was told by a director here in town years ago that, well, I mean, it's Rick Linkletter, came on the show and talked about Bruce Willis being awake. And then a few months later, he was in Vanity Fair talking about the New World Order, Kennedy being killed, and that I woke up Bruce Willis. And again, I'm not bragging about this. That interview's on record. It shows the power of this little show because they were making, I guess it was 8-9 years ago, they were making the big film here in town with Robert Rodriguez that had him in it. What's the one where they're in New York City and it's like Gotham? Sin City. And he was also doing some work with Linkletter and literally heard my radio show, tuned in, got the films, and woke up just being here in town a month. So that shows he went from being a Republican. He said this at Vanity Fair. I used to be a Republican. Now I see they're all controlled by the same people. The people that killed Kennedy run America today. There's been a coup since then. So I never reached out to Willis. We are reaching out to him now. I don't expect him to come on because these people get threatened and intimidated. Then I was told that, oh, Kurt Russell's in town too. And, you know, he likes your show. And again, he was already a libertarian. I was even told then. It's just that this show accelerated his awakening. And so I'm not bragging when Jeff Bridges calls me, you know, says he's a huge fan of the show and listens all the time. I'm not on a power trip about Alex Jones. You need to know this signifies, just because I'm a public figure, so they're able to reach out to me or I get these pings, you know, this info, like Viggo Mortensen. I was at a media event, saw an InfoWars flag on a mic, said, hey, I like Alex Jones. I'll come on. You know, here's my number. Came on. Listens every week. And that's Viggo Mortensen, super ultra-liberal, but a real liberal.
Yeah.
See, somebody that's actually educated and informed. So,
and you can disagree with us on some issues. You know, but people who are really there, people like John Cusack, I mean, he is hardcore Democrat, but he came out against Obama because of what Obama did with the NSA and with wars and other things.
All we ask is you have integrity as a liberal or a conservative.
Exactly.
When Republicans do bad stuff, we go after them. I'm not a Republican. I'm a libertarian. But that's historically more allied with Republicans because of guns and you know things like that and lower taxes. But there is a takeover of the Republican Party happening by the real Tea Party movement, not the one they tried to co-opt. Fragments of it, and they admit that's the main threat. So again, going over all this, I may have to go to the next segment because I'm ranting off into other subjects. This huge awakening is happening, and now Kurt Russell's not backing down. He's doubling down, saying I'm a hardcore libertarian. I'm sick of the left-right system. You know, we need to get back to our original roots, 1776. The article is going live as we speak at InfoWars.com. You need to hit refresh on that. We have links to the video and audio of where he says it.
That's great because, you know, when you listen to that whole interview, he's trying to plug the film, Hateful Eight, that's coming out. And he's got an interview with a guy, and the guy keeps coming after him about guns and gun culture and gun control. And he keeps saying, I'm here to talk about a movie. This is about art. I don't want to talk about politics. But the guy keeps on, and after a while, when you hear that interview, he just loses it.
So now what's happened, instead of him not wanting to be public, being prodded, he's now gone on The View, and now other shows, and it's getting more hardcore. Mm-hmm. That's the new video and audio at InfoWars.com. Now, continuing here, they're going to counterstrike against this because this big awakening's happening. Congress has a 9% approval rating, 3 years running. People know college is a fraud now because there are no jobs or infrastructure for it. It's more of an indoctrination center. The system is tripling and quadrupling down on oppression. And the harder they squeeze, like a beach ball into the water, the more it's coming up. These are historical paradigms that we are extremely well aware of. Now, continuing, what is their counterstrike going to be? It's going to be social shunning, like they did in Nazi Germany from 1933 until about 1939. Hitler didn't start rounding up his political opposition, whether they were conservative, liberal, it didn't matter, whether they were Jewish, communist, you know, German high command, until 39. At first, it was demonization. At first, it don't give you licenses. At first, it's not let you do business. At first, it's telling people don't do business with them or you'll be shunned. Then, by 37, 38, they start knocking the windows out. Then they start burning people's businesses down. Then they say, you go to this ghetto and you live there to all these different political groups. And then they start arresting you and selectively going after folks. Breaking down the communities, getting people to tattletale on each other, setting up controllers like George Soros and others who would manage ghettos and then make the Jews and others think they were on their side and then feed on them. That's what the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, all these groups are literally the children of the people that were the master Judas goats to feed on those groups. That's a microcosm. The Soviets do the same thing. They invented the term back in the 30s, a political correct or correct political speech is what it translates out of. They had commissars, political officers, thought police, who would go around pushing this stuff with the NKVD and other groups. But they didn't have to enforce it themselves because there were throngs of people that would fawn to the black uniforms, the black boots, to all of it, and want to prove their worthiness. So domestically, they're coming in with a strong cities UN initiative that actually in D.C. and L.A. and Chicago are building UN substations, UN embassies that will nexus with police and others to make sure the police and local governments are behaving correctly. Now, why do they want the local police? Schwarzenegger heads up the unionization program of the UN. They can't get the states to go along with carbon taxes or the feds to pass it. So Obama does it by executive at the top illegally. They come into the cities, fly these mayors and people around, literally to the finest $5,000 night hotels, jet copters, hookers. They don't call them that. It's just, here's your, I mean, folks, I've talked to them. It's come out in the news. They go, your city can get diplomatic immunity. You can get a UN card and go to these UN junkets around the world and have immunity. So this is new forms of royalty. So they're setting up the new forms of royalty. They're going to then come in with these commissions, these truth and reconciliation commissions. That's all the demonization of police is about. A lot of it legitimate, but the end is evil, to then globalize them. And if they get certified by the UN, if they follow and become political police and go after people's speech and guns and the rest of it, the UN will give them political cover and succor, aiding and abetting a succor. So this is the system. You already see the UN at the border saying, you know, we're going to sue Arizona. We're going to sue Arpaio. And they are now, because you're arresting people. You're following the law if somebody doesn't have ID and is drunk driving. I mean, in Travis County and other cities, they are above the law, illegals. And we're not against the illegals. It just shows how they're a protected group because it's part of a program. Now, continuing. There's hundreds of ways they're going to counterstrike us, but make no mistake. They legalized the CIA operating domestically. It was already happening with, quote, deception last year. That was in the Washington Post. That was in Foreign Affairs. We played the Pentagon press releases, literally saying, don't run, we're your friends, quote, the Army Undersecretary of Defense. You can watch the hour video saying, we're sorry, we've lied to you. Now we're going to be involved in every town and city interfacing with you with the truth. And so they've embedded all these PSYOPs people that overthrow other countries and controlled Iraq and overthrew Ukraine. They are now embedded. And people are getting off on it. People are walking up to Hollywood stars saying, watch it, I'm CIA, flashing badges. And they're literally just been in it 6 months. They're not even CIA. They're just adjunct commissars. Literal. Let me just give you more data. Just remember 3 months ago, it was mainstream Bild newspaper. People didn't believe it when InfoWars reported on it. They're actually hiring at Facebook in Germany, former high-level Stasi, the worst police state ever, to work at Facebook and censor people and then report to police, and people are fined or arrested for just saying, I don't think we should have open borders. I mean, Germany is under martial law. So is France. Demonstrations are banned, but the left is allowed to and attack police because they're getting ready to overthrow even the local governments, folks. This is the central empires have taken over the countries. They're now going in, taking over the local jurisdictions. So the Great Awakening has happened, and people like Kurt Russell, people like Matt Drudge, people who everybody knew was a patriot. I mean, I knew that 6, 7, 8 years ago. But now they're coming out saying it's here, they're coming, it's tyranny, it's real. They're ringing the alarm, which is a normal man would do. Okay? And in a world of cowards, it is heroic to do what Matt Drudge has done. I mean, the guy is an absolute hero. And not because he links to us and gives us traffic. It's about a war, folks. He's putting it all on the line. He's chosen not to crap his pants, and he's chosen to take security measures, watch what he's doing, but at the same time, double down, because he's been harassed, he's been threatened, he's been messed with, so have we. And instead of being a coward, he's going all the way. Russell, I guarantee you, behind the scenes, has been threatened. I met with Special Forces people last week. I have talked to generals on and off air, obviously. I had the former head of the NSA on yesterday, technical group. Now, they actually ran the physical NSA. You heard all of what he had to say. I have talked to major Hollywood stars, major media people the last week, who volunteered to me, listen, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I used to think you were a kook, but we were friends 15 years ago. I thought some was true. It's all true. I've been threatened. So, you know, my dad, before he retired 3 years ago, he thought it was a setup. Homeland Security came in, longtime patient. This guy my dad always thought was kind of a loser, but weird. He treated his mom, and it was the perfect type they want. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. And he gives him his card. He says, we want you to come to this, you know, hotel, ballroom, a bunch of other folks. We're going to put you basically in an internal security force. You know, my dad says, what do you want me to do? He goes, well, we want you to watch your patients and tell us what we're talking about. He goes, what, like terrorism? He goes, no, like political, what their ideas are. And we want you to influence people. My dad came to me and he goes, here's the guy's card on my security. He goes, I've been treating this guy for a decade. He goes, he says, you think it's a setup? And I said, go ask other dentists in your thing later. He's the one that wanted to get the head dentist. He was the head guy. But then talk to other dentists. He goes, I will. My dad called like 15 dentists and at different firms and places, people he knew that had worked for him. And most of them had gotten visits in the last year, or others hadn't, but they could call them a month later and say, yeah, they were here. Different groups. I mean, folks, this is a full Soviet/Nazi rollout. Okay? And let me tell you, they're identifying people. The idiots they send don't know. They're all compartmentalized. Who they know could be leaders, but then a lot of people won't resist the system if they've already been approached and said, oh, we think you're a good guy, join with us. So 15 years ago, they were getting the CEOs of major companies. 10 years ago, they were getting the mid-level people and the heads of power plants and chemical plants and folks that really might need an emergency license to kill. Here's your card. You got a concealed carry. You went through our secret course. If you see somebody planting a bomb, you know, or something at the power plant, take them out. Well, that's what all citizens in civil defense should do. So they take something that sounds reasonable. You know, they go into farmer groups. This has come out in the news. Under the Rural Affairs Commission run by the Pentagon under Obama. Look this up. And they go, we need you to look for Al-Qaeda in your area and cornfields in Missouri or wherever. They go to the hotel meeting. It's a two-day thing. They show them a five-minute deal of ISIS. And within 5 to 10 minutes, they're already into patriots. They're already into gun owners. They're already into veterans. They mix it in to look for drugs, you know, because hopefully they can find some of that. And you're like, oh, drugs aren't good. They're shipping them in, folks. So I'm saying there's a huge awakening happening. There's a giant explosive time here. But at the same time, they're also now going to pure lies, pure demonization, saying we run demonstrations we have nothing to do with, saying we terrorized Austin, had, you know, scare, gun scares going, zero involvement, saying I hate black people, saying I'm a drug dealer, saying I'm a, just you name it. In mainstream news, in concerted efforts, hundreds of articles per day. Maddow was in over 300 on Monday. Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, I mean, Miami Herald, I mean, Austin American Statesman, I got calls about it. People going, you think we had a moon landing. You're not involved in the Boston bombing. I mean, folks, you're talking hardcore. So in the past, they would just kill me. But because of the info war, that would make me a martyr. Plus, like shark teeth, I've got rows of people ready to replace me, okay? And so, instead, they are murdering who I am right now. They are killing who Alex Jones is. And look, Jesse Ventura has his problems politically. I don't agree with him on quite a bit of things, but he did get politically assassinated, you know, with the whole Chris Kyle thing. They could pull similar things on me. This is all a sign we're having a huge effect. They wouldn't be doing all of this if we weren't hitting the zeitgeist. And InfoWars is growing exponentially right now. So I want to give you kind of the state of the InfoWars union here on the success we're having. And realize, when you tell friends and family to tune in, when you direct them, InfoWars.com/show, where they can download the podcast, watch the live feeds, you know, whatever. If you're listening on AM and FM stations, tell your friends and family to tune into that. You are the info warriors. Now, they're going to strike back a bunch of ways. I'm going to be doing some special reports that go through how they're doing this, but the model, because it's total totalitarianism in China, they admit this in Australia, the U.S., you name it, the model for internet censorship is going to be phased in Chinese-style net censorship. Net IDs, net taxes, three strikes and you're out net rules. But before they get to that, they're going to phase in, starts this next year, just, you know, 10 days or so, or less, I guess 9 days, in China, and they're already lining up with Facebook, Google, all of them agreeing with China, Microsoft, to implement these systems where China already does it, and then they beta test there and then bring it here. And our story's on DrudgeReport.com. We do a document cam over here. And, of course, Drudge gets how incredibly important this is. We've been mentioning this for the last few months, but now it's hit critical mass because the Chinese have released the full details. Everything you do in China, from your credit score to what you buy to discount cards to your internet records to what you say on social networks, is integrated into an algorithm. And if you criticize the government basically once, You can't even buy or sell. You can't get a hotel. You can't travel. Now, notice all this is being phased in here with the IRS saying, if we start auditing you or don't even start an investigation, you can't fly. Internal checkpoints. I mean, it's on, folks. So Europe's doing the same thing. This is all being brought in. It's being implemented. I mean, this is classical tyranny. It's here. And again, the Supreme Court justice told Drudge, next year, they're coming for you. And then they have the head of the, you know, the heads of the FCC, and yeah, we're coming for your free speech, talk radio, internet, you name it. I mean, because they can't beat us, folks. They're flaming tyrants. They're flaming crooks, annihilating our country, spying on us illegally, opening our borders, having the Border Patrol complete the smuggling process. I mean, this is the globalist offensive. This is the war against America. And globally, there's a world awakening. So they know in algorithms, and they admit this, that revolutions are coming. Just because food prices in the third world have gone up past 50%, they know at that point riots start. They already have their operatives ready to steer the revolutions into radical al-Qaeda, radical ISIS, radical al-Nusra, Saudi Arabian driven. Same thing here. They're going to have a big communist, kill the cops, shoot the cops, burn the cities. They're going to let them do it, order the cops to stand down, and then say, cops, it's your fault, capitulate, go under UN control. I mean, it's on, folks. You are witnessing a real coup. 100% what I'm telling you is happening. Now, I knew this was coming, but to see it actually happen is so bold, is so over the top, that I get why people just can't believe it. That's why they came out and said, Alex Jones believes martial law this summer. When we never said that, we said Jade Helm was a beta test. And I'm sorry, I talked to folks involved in it. They said, you're absolutely right, and shook my hand. And they said, and we're not stupid. When they're in there telling us that this is for America, we're absolutely waking up. So the good ace in the hole, one of the big ones, we got quite a few aces in the hole. We got the ace of spades, baby. We got all four of the aces. Is that the military, we preemptively warned them. They're not stupid either. The police and others, and we got the jump on the globalists if we use the fact that we have this info. The Great Awakening is here. It's on. But everyone should go to DrudgeReport.com. Everyone should use this Christmas holiday season. They want to focus you talking about terrorism and fear so that you give your rights up. Now, this Christmas, talk about how the globalists run the terror, how the FBI was ordered not to stop the two shooters in San Bernardino, how they actually did have all their NSA data, and use that to block the FBI. They used the NSA, this is on record, the Justice Department did, to send a Justice Department Civil Rights Crimes Task Force to investigate the FBI in San Bernardino 2 years ago to shut down the investigation in the mosque and of the two shooters. Whatever you think happened with the case, they was ordered to stand down. Boom, inside job in that the globalists did that. Then when we got attacked, the answers give us more power. $100 billion a year in intelligence domestically isn't enough. See, this is the coup. This is the takeover of infrastructure, of information, of spying on the public, of the smart grids, of the taxes, of the control, of taxing you by the mile, of driverless cars, of the smart meters, of the stingrays. And yes, it sounds overwhelming. And the globalists, one reason they leave me alone, they're demonizing me, assassinating my character, straw man. But another reason, it's an argument they have. And I've been told this. And this argument's now failing. But they believed a long time ago that I was so real. And we were so hardcore, because I just believe, I don't care if most people are cowards. I'm looking for real men and women that aren't realized the real fear is letting this takeover happen. I'm looking for realists. Not, you know, all the chumps and all the followers and all the cowards who suck their thumbs and delusionally feel like winners all day but not be real winners. I'm going all the way. And that resonates with a few good men out there, and it's expanding. Like Matt Drudge, like Kurt Russell, like David Knight, like Jakari Jackson, like Darren McBreen, like Rob Dew, like the people in our, you know, like Nico in there and Mikhail and all the great writers. We're committed. We know we're in a real action adventure movie. We understand how epic this is. We're what the Pentagon at the higher ups warns of, empowered individuals, where the propaganda doesn't work, the brainwashing doesn't work. I'm going to come back with 5 minutes and finish this and hand the baton to you, but everybody's got to get this article out. Coming to America, China introduces credit score for obedient citizens. It is coming to America. We're going to ignite a national debate about this with Drudge's help right now. It's part of the Great Awakening. We're on the offense. We're not going to lay down and die. Resistance is victory. 1776 worldwide.
GCNLive.com today.